This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israelis Sunday staged the largest anti-government protest since the war in Gaza began. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he is doing everything he can to bring hostages home in a nationally televised speech. Netanyahu spoke while thousands of protesters rallied in Jerusalem in show of frustration with his government and the war in Gaza, urging him to resign. But he said calling new elections in what he described as a moment before victory would paralyze Israel for 6 to 8 months. And the ongoing hostage talks. Roughly half the hostages in Gaza were released during a week-long ceasefire back in November, but repeated attempts by international mediators to broker another ceasefire deal have failed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The U.S. military says its forces have destroyed 2 unmanned aerial vehicles in the Houthi-held areas in Yemen and over the crucial shipping route in the Red Sea.
The U.S. Central Command announced late on Sunday that the drones were destroyed on Saturday. It was the latest in the months-long encounter between the Iranian-backed rebels and the U.S. The rebels had launched a campaign of drone and missile attacks on shipping in the Red Sea since November. They have described their campaign as an effort to pressure Israel to end its war on Hamas and Gaza. The Houthis have kept up their campaign of attacks despite more than 2 months of U.S.-led airstrikes. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
A Russian cruise missile strike on infrastructure in Ukraine's western Lviv region has left at least one person dead. Another person died in an attack in the northeast. That regional governor says the attack Sunday is destroyed. A building had sparked a fire. The Kharkiv region, an air attack killed a 19-year-old man. This is VOA News. Police in Ecuador say that armed gunmen attacked a group of people in a coastal city, killing 9 and injuring 10 others. It was the latest in a string of violent incidents in the South American country. At around 7 p.m. local time Saturday, armed men arrived in a vehicle in a southern neighborhood. According to police, the armed group entered a pedestrian street in a gray Chevy Spark where a group of people were practicing sports. The gunmen got out of the vehicle and proceeded to shoot people. No group immediately claimed responsibility for that attack. Pope Francis rallied from respiratory problems to lead some 60,000 people in Eastern celebrations and to make a strong appeal for a ceasefire in Gaza and a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. Francis presided over Easter Sunday Mass in a flower-decked St. Peter's Square. He then delivered a heartfelt prayer for peace in his annual roundup of global crises delivered from overlooking the piazza. Gaza's people, including the small Christian community there, have been a source of constant concern for Francis and Easter, and the Holy Land overall was a somber affair this year, given the war. Turkey's main opposition party has retained its control over key cities and made huge gains in local elections. Preliminary results reported by state media Sunday show the opposition mayors of Istanbul and Ankara retaining their seats. Their party was leading in 36 provinces. That vote was seen as a barometer of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's popularity as he sought to win back control of the key urban areas he lost to the opposition 5 years ago. But a deep economic downturn and high inflation, strong showing is likely to help invigorate the opposition after a scathing defeat in last year's presidential and parliamentary elections. Crews continue the complicated and meticulous operation of removing the steel and concrete from the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in the state of Maryland, city of Baltimore. Cranes periodically swung into place on Easter Sunday. Workers measured and cut the steel to prepare to lift sections of twisted steel. Church services and masses were held across Baltimore. One reverend at Sacred Heart of Jesus urged building bridges in the community and better treatment of migrant workers. Kia is now recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the cars to just roll away while they're parked. According to documents published by the National Highway Safety Administration, the intermediate shaft and right driver shaft of certain 2020 to 2024 Tellurides may not be fully engaged. I'm talking to Nick Beagle.